The latest from podnews.net.
My brother married an American con artist.
I find myself in a murky world of con artists and swindlers.
This isn't the kind of story you would expect to happen to a pretty average Kiwi family like mine.
I was just gobsmacked as to what's going on here.
Unravel, ABC Australia's true crime podcast, is back for a new season, unravelling a Californian con woman who left a family in ruin. Narrated and investigated by a member of that family, it launches today. Accused of plagiarism, Crime Junkie was sent a lawyer's cease and desist letter at the end of last week by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. The letter claims unauthorised use and broadcast of a podcast series from the newspaper produced by Kathy Fry. Meanwhile, Tanner Campbell says in a blog post that Crime Junkie were just ignorant and this was inevitable. You'll find a link to that from our show notes and our newsletter today. Spotify appears to be generating automatic episode images from episode descriptions, we noticed today. This week they're rolling out podcast playlists to everyone. Dan Meisner wonders what you could do with them. Instagram appears to be temporarily banning links to Apple Podcasts, marking them as not allowed. In any case, shouldn't be linking directly to Apple Podcasts. Think of all of the Android users out there. A third of radio personalities are doing a podcast. A third, according to a survey from Jacobs Media. In Boston, Massachusetts, in the US, the educational audio conference Sound Education is planned from October 9th to 12th. Among the speakers, Helen Zaltzman from The Illusionist, Tony Phillips from WNYC Studios, and Julia Barton from Pushkin Industries. In Australia, the ABC have released an improved search function that uses automatic transcripts from podcasts. They're using AWS Transcribe, according to a technical article we linked to today. And coming in March 2020, Africa Podfest is Africa's first podcast festival. It'll be held in Nairobi in Kenya, and they're looking for sponsors. And thank you to PodSquad for becoming our latest supporter. With their podcast booking service, they ensure you're speaking to the right people as a featured guest. You should be like PodSquad at podnews.net/support. In podcast revenue today, podcast app Flick looks at the revenue being made by True Crime Obsessed, estimating that the podcast makes $1.2 million a year. Insurance company Geico was the number one US podcast advertiser in July, according to Magellan. They were number two radio advertiser for 2018 as well.
Switching to Geico is a no-brainer.
And Resonate Recordings have posted strategies for podcasting on Patreon. And in podcasts today, Backlisted has reached episode 100. It's a milestone episode of the book podcast featuring Sir Philip Pullman discussing one of his favourite books, a book from 1621 by Robert Burton. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.